I made mention on Friday afternoon of a media release that I had received during the day from Brett Herron's office, talking about how Cape Town's revised comprehensive integrated transport plan needs a better passenger rail system. Without a decent passenger rail system, Cape Town's transport plan is not going to work as it is planned and conceived to work. And I shared with you some of the statistics that were in that media release. The latest data indicating that there were 2.7 million fewer rail journeys in Cape Town per month in 2016-17 when compared with the previous year, and the number of passengers boarding the trains on a daily basis has declined by 43% from 2013 to 2017. The Western Cape Metro Rail Service requires 88 full sets to operate, but the average availability of train sets is reduced from 82 sets in January of last year to 72 sets in January of this year, and up to 27% of train journeys are running behind schedule as a direct result, leaving commuters frustrated and angry. From where I sit, that 27% running behind schedule seems like a sorely sort of simplistic overestimation, because it does sometimes seem as if just about every single train is running late. Councillor Brett Herron, Mako Member for Transport and Urban Development, on the line to us now. Brett, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
I've been wanting to ask the city for some time. At one point, there was a conversation which is happening fairly regularly about the city and or the province cooperating or working alone, not necessarily taking over Metrorail, but getting involved with Metrorail in the management of the Metropolitan Rail Service. Did those conversations come to naught?
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly an accurate reflection of what we were engaging with, but the current integrated transport plan that we presented does deal with that in more detail. What we've been saying over the last few years is that the National Land Transport Act says city governments should be the authority over all land-based public transport, and we've been saying that that should include commuter rail. And what we've been asking for and working towards is a plan to have control over the rail network, not necessarily the operations of Metrorail. So what we would like to do is to own the tracks and the stations and the signaling system, and then contract with Metrorail to provide a service. And if they're unable to provide the service, then we can contract with another operator to provide that service.
Did anything come of that?
Well, we've been waiting for the assignment of the bus function for about 4 or 5 years. And so national government is quite slow to respond. But very recently, in fact, about 2 weeks ago, the National Minister of Transport put out a new white paper dealing with public transport. And in that white paper, he proposes exactly what we've been talking about. So we are embracing that white paper, and we are busy preparing a business plan for that to take place. And we hope to take it to council in October.
Brett, what would you be able to do differently? Now, if I were largely reliant on the train as a means of getting to and from work and getting to and from places that I needed to go, I'm sure that I would be just as angry and frustrated as the people who are in that position. But because I have the luxury of private vehicle transport, I can afford to take a step back and have perhaps a wider perspective. Because it seems to me that there's certain things happening, the difficulty of defending the network because of its length and the resources that and the cost of the resources that would have to be deployed to properly protect against either vandalism, damage of signals and infrastructure, or copper theft or whatever the reason is. I mean, what would you be able to do better than Metrorail are doing at the moment?
Well, I mean, key to this plan is transfer of ownership of the rail network, so the rail reserve and the land holdings and the stations. The white paper does propose that the operational subsidy would come to the city governments. And, I mean, we've been proposing, just in terms of vandalism and the security of the system, we've been proposing since 2012, and in the last term of office, in the beginning of that term, I used to have a monthly meeting, breakfast meeting, with the CEO of Metrorail, and we agreed in those meetings that part of that security budget should be allocated to the city, and we would put dedicated metropolitan police officers onto the system, but that never came about. So I think a combination of owning the infrastructure and the land, and allocating the safety and security budget slightly differently, so that we have police officers who are able to effect arrest on the network, should go a long way towards improving it.
But there are tens of thousands of kilometres of network, and the Metro Police, with all due respect to their abilities, would be spread so thin that they would be effectively useless.
Now, the idea is not to use the existing force, but to add to our transport enforcement unit. The part of our plan is what we do with the length of the rail network. And there are so many inefficiencies in the current system. For example, in the Lotus River area, where Metrorail and PRASA approached us 4 or 5 years ago to do
South Africa All Out. Morne Morkel was out LBW to Moeen Ali, who ends up with 4 wickets. Roland Jones, 8 in his debut test, 2 to Ben Stokes and 1 to Stuart Broad. So England winning very, very comfortably, and we head to Old Trafford with South Africa down 1-2 in the 4 test series. John Matham on Cape Talk. It's just after 4:30. Wesley Peterson has the latest Eyewitness News.
Thanks, John. Good afternoon. A Riebeek West community helped arrest 2 people in connection with the murder of a 5-year-old girl. Caitlin Wilson was reported missing yesterday. Her body was found hours later in the Swartland area. Lauren Isaacs has more.
Police say one of the men arrested for the murder of 5-year-old Caitlin Wilson was taken to the police station by community members. Officers followed up information that led to the arrest of a 2nd suspect yesterday. The girl was last seen playing outside with her friends and was reported missing by her grandmother early yesterday. Following a community search, residents found her body dumped on a farm at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The 2 suspects are expected to appear in the Malmesbury Magistrates Court tomorrow. Lauren Isaacs, Eyewitness News.
Trade Union Nahau says it will intensify a strike at the National Health Laboratory Service, saying they will only accept an offer which is in line with their demands. Over 5,000 members have gone on strike. The union says management has agreed to a 7.3% salary increase, but has shown little movement on improving working conditions. Palani Pahade attended a Nahau media briefing.
Nahau says the NHLS has not effectively dealt with the issues of insourcing and danger allowances, and talks with members will